Nolte, From Aaron Rodgers to Bloodbath – Media Hoax Season Begins. By John Nolte on March 18, 2024. With former President Donald Trump polling as well as he ever has, as well as any Republican presidential candidate has in 20 years, the corporate media are staring into an abyss called irrelevance and firing off one desperate hoax after another in the hopes of salvaging his fraudulency, Joe Biden, and their own sense of self. If, after everything they have thrown at him, Trump wins re-election, they won't be able to get out of bed. The corporate media plan is no secret. We know because the plan has been made public by the Democrat Party. And since the corporate media and the Democrat Party are one, we know the plan is this: 1. Destroy third-party candidates. And 2. Keep the spotlight on Trump so the election becomes a referendum on him and not Biden's catastrophic presidency. Not Afghanistan, inflation, energy prices, or 8 million illegal aliens invading our country. There's just one problem: the media can't do that honestly. Trump is exhibiting more restraint on the campaign trail, which gives the media fewer opportunities to lose their ever-loving minds over something he might have actually said. And as far as third-party candidates go, they are who they are. The appeal of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jill Stein, and Cornel West is that they march to a different drummer. Attacking Kennedy as an anti-vaxxer is like attacking Marilyn Monroe for her sex appeal. Duh, dummies, that's why we like him. Oh, Cornel West is a race hustler who likes the ladies? Okay, and? But orders are orders, and when the Democrat Party issues order, the corporate media snap to attention, even if it means whoring out their credibility, yet again. In the annals of whoring one's credibility, Knowles' Jake Tapper won last week's brass ring in his own personal effort to desperately suck up to Biden with a whopper about NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. floated the idea of making Rodgers his vice presidential choice. So Tapper and his fellow CNN harpy Pamela Brown stormed the barricades with a laughable story about Rodgers questioning the validity of the December 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. The story was based on Brown's claim she had a private conversation with Rodgers at a party 11 years ago where he expressed his doubts. Another unnamed source was dug up to back Brown's claim. Don't you just love it? Democrat Party on Wednesday, we need to take down third-party candidates. Jake Tapper on Thursday, am I bent over far enough, sir? What I find especially amusing is this second unnamed source. Why unnamed? What is this person afraid of? That one of the most famous athletes in the world will ring his doorbell and run? But the hoax must go on, even though everything Rodgers said and did publicly at the time regarding that awful shooting, that wouldn't have happened if teachers were armed instead of left helpless by Democrats, was perfectly appropriate. At worst, and in private, Rodgers was making the conversation interesting. Even as that hoax flamed out, the corporate media as a whole cooked up an entirely new one using two laughably desperate tactics. 1. Deliberately taking Trump out of context, and 2. Ignoring a well-known and commonly used definition of the word bloodbath. The full context of Trump's remarks is unremarkable. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now. You're going to not hire Americans and you're going to sell the cars to us, no. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's gonna be the least of it, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. But just as we saw with the Very Fine People hoax, facts mean nothing to the corporate media, especially when their guy is losing in every single swing state. Hence, a common phrase is now Trump promising a nationwide massacre if he loses the election. This, when we all know that if Biden loses in November, the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter will, and with the corporate media's full approval, burn, loot, rape, and murder for the next 4 years. And the list goes on and on and on. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very Fine People hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. The Lips Off TikTok murdered a non-binary girl in the bathroom hoax. The Aaron Rodgers questioned Sandy Hook hoax. The bloodbath hoax. We are dealing with sociopaths. Get out of the cities. Move here. Flashback, CNN's Tepper, I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers even knows what woke means. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.